a relatively quiet week in the past week, and of course, Labor Day holiday, given today being our first day back into the market, so I don't have an awful lot for you, but last week we closed the week on a good note with net asset values all improving across the board. There was some improvement in a quiet week leading up to the Labor Day weekend, and some considerable reduction in volume, I think, maybe contributed to that to some degree. Both cash bond and index trading probably contributed to the lower volatility. We've seen some stabilization in the lower end of the credit stack, that is, the BBB and lower bonds seem to have found some trading levels that are clearing, while the very high end still seems to be under some pressure. That is, the AA and AAA bonds continue to be a little more pressured, especially in the ABX index trading, and I think that's because it's become so expensive to short the lower end of the credit spectrum. The short there costs so much that it's very difficult for the people who would like to continue short the ABX really can't afford to do so, triple B and double triple B minus. So the higher end bonds come under pressure. And secondly, is that the selling pressure in the mortgage market now tends to be more in the very high credit quality bonds from the unwind of levered structured investment vehicles, the SIVs. I know that you've heard of that or heard what's going on there, where you have a levered structured investment vehicle that owns really mostly AAA assets for the most part, but the unwind of that or the mark-to-market, which creates a margin call, is really in the AAA assets. So that has been really more pressure on the marketplace of late than what's going on in subprime or in credit-oriented securities. They seem to have found a level at the moment. And certainly the BBB, single A, BBB, double B, CDOs and CLOs seem to have stabilized a bit. So that has helped our net asset value sort of find some footing in here. Most notable news of the week, I think last week, the most notable news and one that will deserve some continued monitoring on our part and will probably be part of our commentary in weeks to come, will be some of the rhetoric coming from President Bush and Fed Chairman Bernanke regarding utilization of FHA and VA programs to provide increased accessibility to the mortgage to mortgage credit among subprime borrowers. The ABX, that is a subprime index, made a solid move up on Friday. That's continued to a lesser extent today, with the anticipation that this may create some refi accessibility or refinancing resources available to some subprime borrowers. I think the jury is still out. This is so far, it's a lot of words, and not we haven't seen any programs or policies implemented to this point. I think that we've seen the Fed make some moves with regard to liquidity, especially in the mortgage market, and there is going to need to be some governmental intervention with regard to maybe the Fed or other policies. I personally think I happened to be watching the mortgage production with regard to CMO issuance last week, and was brought to my attention just how dramatically CMO issuance has dropped over the last 2 months, from running 80 to 90 billion a month earlier this year to just under 20 billion for the month of August. So one-fourth of the production of CMOs, and that includes Freddie, Fannie, Jenny, and whole loans, that is, loans that do not meet the stipulations for those agency shelves. So, you know, a 75% reduction in CMO issuance and production will cause some disruption in the mortgage market that'll be noteworthy, I think. And of course, we all already know that, but I think that, again, I mentioned last week that I thought the Fed would probably have to lower rates to begin to restart that engine a bit, and I still continue to believe that. So I think with that there may be some policies that will be of help to the subprime market, but the most immediate help, and that which would begin to start the mortgage lending machine again, and the carry trade, would be lower rates on the front end. And I think that we're seeing the long end of the treasury market trying to guess just what's going to happen there. Some days we have a big move up in treasuries as we, you know, see some bad economic news or some slow evidence of slowing, and then other days treasuries are down a bit, thinking that the Fed is going to move aggressively to restart the economy and that they will pick up inflation. I don't know. I happen to believe, and my thought right now, that we're going to see a considerably slower second half of the year with dramatic credit tightening standards and a much lower volume of mortgage lending. I just think that'll play through, that you will see the fourth quarter this year not be as strong as it has been in the past, which is usually a watershed quarter for the strength of the economy in the United States. We'll keep an eye on that. I think it is a meaningful announcement. It could be very helpful to the types of products we're invested in and to the types of things that have caused sort of the real disruption in the marketplace. But it will take some time for that to sort of filter through the market in terms of real changes in credit characteristics. Corporate credit continues to look relatively good. I don't see anything there that's cropped up with regard to assets that are performing versus non-performing. Not much has changed there, and certainly in recent weeks, and certainly not since last week. A little better bid, I guess I mentioned to you earlier, in the bottom of the credit stack, which we talk about the credit stack from AAA down to non-rated, AAA, going down to AA, single A, triple B, double B, single B, and non-rated. The lower categories of that seem to have found a better bid over the last week and a half or so. The questions that I am generally asked, and I appreciate you continuing to send questions in. We'll try to filter through these and try to go through a few questions to sort of flesh out some of the comments here. But generally, I am asked most often, Jim, what do you see ahead for performance? In one way or the other, the questions sort of get around to what do I think is going to happen to the net asset value or the dividends? I simply can't answer that altogether. So those questions come in as what do you think is going to happen to the pricing of bonds going forward, or how many bonds are going to default, and what will be the cash flows going forward. So in a sense, your question is regarding for future performance, which, even in times past, when times were good, it's very difficult to think of that far ahead, but certainly is now. Another question is regards my use of time, or for a while, or taking a bit of time for this to work through the marketplace, and how long is that? I don't know. I know that the unwinding of the equity market took at least 2 years, and I know that unwinding the levered position in the marketplace right now is happening very fast relative to what's happened in other asset bubbles. And it seems to be running its course very quickly, but I don't know how long that will take. What we're looking for is some restoration of the balance of supply and demand. The leveraged entities, hedge funds, structured investment vehicles, et cetera, that were taking up so much of the volume in mortgage production, they're having to, put their assets or their securities back into the marketplace, or margin called back into the marketplace. So there is now much more supply than there is demand. So it's putting downward pressure from everything from AAAs all the way down the curve. And so we have seen announcements recently from TCW and other large investment or buy-side entities saying that this is providing unique opportunities and new money should begin to find its way back into the marketplace. I think that is true. I do think that is true. But also, I remember then in the 2001-02 time frame, that there were an awful lot of credits with regard to franchise finance, which we were involved in, to aircraft leasing, which we were involved in, manufactured housing, which we were involved in. All of those took significant downgrades and a lot of revaluing the assets there, and it was a matter of years before they all came back and did well. Certainly, I think that's the case here as well, but I don't know that it will take I don't know how long it will take, but I think that we do have the luxury of time, and are all going to recover next month. And at this point in managing the funds, we've sort of had to figure out the levels at which our funds are going to stabilize in terms of the intermediate and high income funds, the asset values. We've had liquidations. We've had to meet those liquidations. It has been our effort to meet those liquidations in a balanced manner through liquidating, equally across all sectors. Now, that's not always been possible. So sort of our remaneuvering now is to rebalance the portfolio, which we're working on doing, and also holding a little bit higher cash balances so that we can begin to be somewhat opportunistic. We have reduced the leverage that's employed in the closed-end funds. Again, that was something that we mentioned in our dividend announcement, that due to the lower net asset values, we've had to lower the amount of leverage that's employed there, and we can operate under a little bit lower leverage situation there, or a smaller amount of money borrowed in the closed-end funds. And I think that will continue for some time, and we do hold some additional cash in those funds for the purposes of having some flexibility there. But I think that from where I sit, I see the market beginning to sort of find its footing in the lower end of the capital structure. I think the marketplace is still very tenuous with regard to how it's going to treat a lot of supply in the very high end of the credit structure, double A's and triple A's, I mean, because if you look at a CMO, 85% of it is typically triple A, and that's the biggest chunk that has to get placed. So I still see from a countrywide perspective and a Merrill Lynch perspective, there's still a lot of anxiety regarding where the volume will go. And that's something we're watching, so I think we're going to be patient with that. There are what I believe to be excellent opportunities in the mortgage market right now, but that doesn't mean they don't get better, because there were certainly excellent opportunities in the equity market in 2001, post 9/11, but we did get more opportunities as well. So patience, I think, is something we're going to have to employ here. We do see our income, you know, from where we sit, we see bonds continuing to pay. We see bonds that we think are worth more than where they're priced. But then, again, that doesn't mean anything about how the market will price them in the immediate future. I think the most important thing that we can watch right now is policy from both the governmental standpoint. We do have the subprime issue, and mortgage credit is now a political issue, and we'll have to watch. I think fundamentals will begin to be influenced some degree by the political rhetoric and the political hot potatoes being passed around on how to handle this or how to help people that may be in jeopardy of losing their home and that sort of thing. So I think that will certainly play a role on the technicals with regard to how the market trades. And finally, I personally believe the Fed will have to be in sooner rather than later and more rather than less with regard to what's going on with future interest rates. I do believe that there is some resistance at the Federal Reserve to lower rates to signal a bailout of poor decision-making at the mortgage lending level or with regard to hedge funds or with regard to even our situation with regard to where we are in subprime mortgages. I believe that that's some reluctance to do so. However, reducing the amount of mortgage finance by 75% in the course of, 2 months this summer, it's going to have more broad-based economic impact than just what's going on in subprime. So, again, we're looking for, the bigger trends in the marketplace to be what's going on politically with regard to how mortgage finance is handled politically and what may be happening with the Fed. The yields and bonds in the portfolios haven't changed much over the last week. This week should get us back to a little more normalized trading patterns as really a lot of Wall Street begins to take the week leading up to Labor Day off and volumes from very, very slow leading up to Labor Day weekend. So we'll begin to see a little more action this week and we'll be able to have a better picture of that. And finally, I believe that as we come to the year end, the massive non-matched short positions on the ABX and some of the credit default swaps in the subprime and mortgage rate sector will begin to start seeing those try to cover. So I think that the last half or the last quarter of this year, we will see a little better bid to those items, the credit default swaps and the ABX index, as people begin to try to close that short position. And I think that they'll find the volume to be somewhat thin there. So that may be a technical in our favor, hopefully. We need something in our favor going into the end of the year and certainly into the fourth quarter. With that, we will we'll sign off a short call this week, but again, sort of a short week and a shortened trading sessions. But the two largest things I think to point out was the some of the commentary from President Bush and Ben Bernanke I think are positives for the market and should begin to give us some help here on some of the lower end credit situations we're working with. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to talking with you again next week at this time, and we'll work on a few more questions. Thank you.